Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here by phone, talking with Kendra Meyer, who's the Executive Secretary for the Iowa Specialty Crop Growers Association, along with being a program specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. We're going to talk a little bit about the Specialty Producers Conference that's coming to Ankeny, coming up in a few weeks in February. Kendra, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Very well. Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, talk a little bit about the Specialty Producers Conference. Who is this targeted toward?
Yeah, this is actually our fourth Iowa Specialty Producers Conference, and it is a joint hosting effort by the Iowa Specialty Crop Growers Association and the Iowa Wine Growers Association. So really, this conference is targeted toward all of our Iowa specialty crop growers and even beyond. We have some come in from outside of Iowa. But, you know, those fruit, vegetable growers, floriculture, those winemakers and vineyard owners, any of those that are doing our specialty crops in Iowa, Christmas trees, honey, bees, you know, all those specialty crop growers we're really trying to bring into this conference to have a common place, a networking opportunity, and really highlight the Iowa specialty crop industry.
So folks who are doing the corn and bean thing, they've got their own. You've got a place for everybody else.
Yeah, we take the sweet corn growers, but outside of that, yeah, not as much of our corn and soybeans that we think of in Iowa.
Well, it sounds pretty diverse, like you've got a wide range of different crop specialists that are coming in. Is it tough to kind of please everybody when you're doing that?
You know, it can be, but we do have six or seven different tracks running at a time. So we do have a lot of sessions going, and so that kind of helps, you know, get the audience in a lot of different directions, and we can bring in a lot of different specialists. So there's usually something of interest, I think, to about everyone during a breakout session.
Very good. The conference is set for Ankeny, February 22nd and 23rd. And Kendra, I see you've got some headliners coming in.
Yes, so this year we are bringing in our keynote speaker, who is Jolene Brown, and she is actually an Iowan from Eastern Iowa, and she is going to be doing a keynote both days of the conference. The first day will be the top 10 mistakes that break up a family business, and the second day will be through the eyes of a customer. So we're excited to have someone here from our home state speak to our crowd, and I think she'll be have some great messages to speak to our specialty crop growers.
Well, those two topics, those two headlines, really sound like something to get your attention.
Yes, and that's what we try to, you know, it's common that all these growers, you know, might have different specialty areas when it comes to the growing and production, but when it comes to the business and the marketing behind it all, you can really speak to them all through messages like this.
Well, very good, and she'll be a part of that conference each day.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Well, I see you've got a bunch of folks from the industries that'll be participating as well, covering different types of topics. Can you talk a little bit about what folks will see there?
Yeah, so we have over 30 different speakers coming in, and we have different tracks: viticulture, enology, fruits, vegetables, a business marketing, a specialty crop, and this year we also have a Sarah Farmer Forum track, and this is part of the Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education Products. We're bringing in some projects, and we're bringing in some farmers to receive some grants from them to share about their projects. So we have a wide variety of different topics. We have the state climatologist, Justin Gleason, coming in to talk on a weather. We have just a wide variety. I don't even know who to highlight because there's so many great speakers coming in, and to point out just a few is hard.
Now, I see in my notes here, too, that sustainable agriculture efforts are getting a focus.
Yes. Yep. And so that's part of that SAIR Farmer Forum that we just talked about. Mm-hmm. And those farmers that are going to talk about their projects around the sustainable agriculture.
Okay. So you'll have people to talk specifically about what they're doing.
Yes. Yep.
Excellent. Well, now, will this be a lot of, I don't know how better to put it, will this be a lot of sitting around listening, or will there be a lot of participation?
So it all kind of depends on the session, but we do have a lot of networking opportunities. So that's to engage with the different producers and also to engage with the exhibitors and sponsors. So we try to break up the day to allow a lot of networking. And, you know, in the sessions, there's also engagement and networking. So we try not to just make it all sitting all day, but we also have a lot of education packed in there. So I'd say it's a good mix.
Well, folks want to get their money's worth, that's for sure. There is a cost for registration. Can you talk about that process?
Yes. So The cost is, right now we're running our early bird special through January 14th. And so if you are not a member, it is $200 for the full conference. Members of the Iowa Specialty Crop Growers Association and the Iowa Wine Growers Association get an additional 35% discount on that registration. And then for single day, it's $130. And again, the same 35% off applies to our members.
Okay. What's the registration process like? Is it online?
Yep. So if you go to iowaspecialtyproducers.com, you can find the button that says register now, and it should take you pretty seamlessly through the whole registration process.
Okay. Not a lot of information needed?
Nope. You shouldn't need any information other than you know if you're a member or not. And otherwise, it should just walk you through what selections you want, whether you want a full conference or single, or if you want any add-ons. Some of our add-ons are February 21st. We are hosting an Iowa Specialty Crop Workshop, and that's a pre-conference workshop, and that will be also at the FFA Enrichment Center in Ankeny. And that will have a focus on sweet corn in the morning and a focus on floriculture in the afternoon, and that is new this year. So we are excited to host that and bring in some more specialty sessions. And then another add-on is the Iowa Wine Award Social, and that is Wednesday evening. And that's just a fun event that the wine growers host the evening of the first conference.
Very good.
First day of the conference.
Well, and you mentioned that members of the two organizations get a discount on their membership, on the their registration because of being a member. Talk about membership in those organizations. Why should folks consider being a part of that?
Yeah, so both associations, you know, have a great networking opportunity, and I think that's one of the biggest benefit of being part of something like this, you know, to engage with other growers and more of just, you know, you have opportunities to see each other throughout the year at these workshops and events and different hostings that each of them has. And then they also provide education. You know, there's some legislative stuff, specifically more that the wine growers does that, you know, can really rally behind the industry. And there's just so many great things that they do to advocate for the industry and to get growers information and really rally behind them.
All right. Well, when folks do show up on February 22nd and 23rd for that conference, what should they bring with them?
They really just need to bring, you know, a mind that's ready to learn and engage and network. There's really nothing else that they need to physically bring other than just being ready to, you know, participate and have a great 2 days of learning and networking.
Sure. Depending upon the different sessions that they're in, I'm sure there might be some takeaways and handouts, too.
Right. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. So opportunity to learn a little bit more, to do a little bit of networking and maybe find out some more. Kendra, do you get a wide range of folks that show up at something like this, folks who maybe are relatively new in these different specialty areas or looking to learn more? And on the other side, maybe some folks who've been doing it for a while or are looking to maybe share more?
Yep. We get both. And I would say, you know, we have kind of our folks that have been coming for years and they come back and but we also have those new folks, too, that, you know, haven't been there before at all. And so I think that's another great benefit of this is you can talk to people across the board, you know, depending where you are on your operation or see, you know, maybe where you want to go and just have those opportunities to network.
All right. Well, very good. The Iowa Specialty Producers Conference. Again, that is set for February 22nd through the 23rd. That'll be held in Ankeny and an opportunity for you to do a little bit of networking and find out a little bit more about some of those specialty areas. Again, registration is open and you can get that early registration done by January 14th to get the best opportunity there and save a little bit more if you're a member of the Iowa Wine Growers Association or the Iowa Specialty Crop Growers Association. Kendra, can you tell one more time where they can find that registration link?
Yes, you can go to iowaspecialtyproducers.com and there is just a button up in the right-hand corner that says register today and that will walk you through the registration process.
All right. Kendra Meyer is a program specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach and the executive secretary for the Iowa Specialty Crop Growers Association. She's been sharing a little bit with us here about that conference coming up here very soon. Hope you get a chance to consider that opportunity. Kendra, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.